grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. October 29th, 1929, Black Tuesday. The New York Stock Exchange collapsed. Panic set in. Billions of dollars and fortunes were wiped out. The Great Depression began. Jesus warns us not to be wrapped up in the cares of this world, being filled with wildness, drunkenness, and dissipation. December 7th, 1941, a sudden and surprise attack on Pearl Harbor thrust our nation into the Second World War. Thousands killed, our battleship fleet destroyed. Our words of our Lord, take heed and watch what is about to happen, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. You know, we should always be diligent in God's word. We should always be looking at the signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Anytime we experience a crisis or a national tragedy, we do well to remember our Lord, who says, watch and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. Now, Black Tuesday, Pearl Harbor, and even events in many of our lifetimes, September 11th, these took place in the past. What about the future? We read in 2 Peter chapter 3, the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Jesus tells us that before all these things happen, and before he returns, there will be signs. And among the signs, Jesus says, are signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Now, some of you might be wondering, did the pastor wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Didn't he see the beautiful Christmas decorations behind us? Why the fire and brimstone so close to Christmas? Shouldn't he be talking about the angels and manger and things like that? Well, yes, I will, but not today. The first Sunday of Advent is always given over to the consideration of the second coming of Jesus Christ, not the first. You know, the 12 days of Christmas are coming, and that's what those days are for. But until then, Christians do well to heed our Lord's word about the final judgment at the beginning of Advent. Now, beginning in the month of November, we start to hear scripture lessons that speak about the end times. They warn us to be ready for the second coming of Christ. We will have plenty of opportunity to celebrate the first coming as we get closer to Christmas. So until then, please prepare yourself for the second coming of Christ. That's a very important thing for all of us to do. Our Lord tells us, be on guard, be alert, for you do not know when the time will come. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch. So this first Sunday in Advent, the Christian New Year's Day, our Lord's words are repeated so that we don't miss the message. Always be on watch and pray that you may be able to escape and that you may be able to stand. Now, we know that our Lord is coming again with power and glory to judge both the living and the dead. We just don't know when. As Jesus said, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Now, our Lord is not saying these things in order to scare us into good behavior. Nor does he tell us these things to make us cower in fear or to doubt our salvation. Not at all. It is unbelief that causes that. As Jesus says in today's gospel, The unbelievers are the ones who will faint from terror. The unbelievers are the ones who will be apprehensive about what is coming on in the world. The unbelievers are the ones who will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. It is the unbelievers who need to cower in fear, not the Christians. They have the final judgment to face them. We as Christians have already been judged, and we have been found not guilty because someone else is guilty of all of our sins. That someone else is Jesus Christ. Our final judgment has already been rendered. We are not guilty of our sins. We've been baptized into Christ. We have been given the Holy Spirit in full measure. What a blessing that is. So friends, do not fear the second coming of Christ or the final judgment, but do be ready for it. Do look at all the signs that are around us. Just a week ago, there was an eclipse of the moon. I slept through it. Many of you did too, but it's a sign of the coming of Jesus. Meteor storms, common things, remind us to be commonly prepared for our Lord's returning. Now, these two events, the second coming of Jesus and the final judgment, are going to take place at the same time, instantaneously, just like that. Now, I know some people like to believe and like to speculate, but please don't do that. The scriptures don't tell us that there are going to be long, lurid years of things unfolding and, you know, all kinds of things like that happening. The Bible tells us always to be ready because, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, the second coming and the end of time will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. It will happen just like that. So even though we have nothing to fear from the last judgment, Jesus does use very strong words to enjoin us to be prepared at all times. He not only wants us to cast off the cares of the world, but he demands it. How so? Well, here's what your Lord says in John chapter 6. The work of God is this, to believe in the one whom he has sent. So be prepared for the second coming by believing in Jesus Christ firmly with all your heart, mind, and soul. Jesus says in Mark's gospel, be always on watch. Well, he's telling you to remain firm in the faith. Always be ready. Always be watchful for the second coming. Believing in the gospel is what saving faith is all about. And saving faith comes 100% from God and 0% from us. And since it comes from God, we can count on it. Stay close to Jesus Christ in word and sacrament. This way your faith will be nourished and strengthened by God's grace. And this way you will look forward to our Lord's return, not with fear and trembling, but with great joy. Please don't step outside of the faith and neglect your faith. Do not make the things of the world your God, or else the return of Jesus will be a cause for fear. To those who resist and reject the gospel, Jesus says his return will come upon you suddenly like a trap, and judgment will fall heavily. Now, of course, our Lord's second coming will come unexpectedly, like surprise attacks on our nation. But Jesus says no one knows when it will come. But in a certain sense, it almost doesn't matter to us as a believer when it will come. We're the baptized of God. We have eternal life right now. We've been given all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we lack absolutely nothing. We know that God is faithful. And as believers in Christ, we're ready. We're ready for our Lord's return if it comes today. The signs are all in place. We've had our signs in the heavens. We've had wars and rumors of war. We have pestilence. All of these signs are in place. So we're ready. Believe in Jesus Christ that he saved you and not you yourself. Do not despise or neglect God's word. Cherish it. In fact, should Jesus return before this church service is over, we'll be ready. That's because believers gathered here are eagerly receiving what God is giving us. Grace upon grace upon grace. Our Savior has given himself for you. He shed his blood to forgive you all of your sins. He rose in triumph to conquer the curse of death and the grave for you. So stay close to Jesus. Stay in his word, and you will be made ready for his return in glory. Amen. Now may the peace of our Lord be with you always. Amen. We rise to continue our service with the Te Deum.